Clap Matty girls, boys, and everything in between. Welcome back to another episode of Antics with Ash. Or if you're new here, just welcome. I'm so happy you're here. So today we're going to be doing another little solo pod. Guys, I actually felt so nervous for my first solo pod last time. And I did it. Who knew that I could chat? I mean, you all knew. I didn't know that I could chat shit for an hour straight without literally, it was literally like no break. Club, another club, taxi. Honestly, I had the best time. You guys were so super supportive of that ep, which is so nice because sometimes it's easy to think that you guys just want a guest, but it's nice to know that you're here for me too. So I think we should make the solo ep a bit of a reoccurring theme. So that's what we're doing today. So today is going to be a big batty Q&A. Let's go. Okay. I put a question time out on my Insta last week. Just literally, it was just a question box that said, ask me anything, anything. And Lord knows you lot delivered. So we're going to go through them. Okay. So, oh God, number one is, how's the vape-free life? That's all I could say. Guys, as in, vaping is the pandemic of our era. It actually is. I can't believe that. I literally said on my story the other day, this tiny mango ice-flavoured Duracell battery has got me on my hands and knees, like by the bollocks. I'm struggling. So where I'm at now, the reason for quitting is obvious. It's just so bad for you, and so much is coming out now about how bad vaping is for you. And it's actually scary. It's spooky. My mate from home, she is an intensive care nurse, and she told me a story that was honestly harrowing. Basically, some really fit, young, healthy guy came in. They couldn't work out what was wrong with him. I think his lungs just collapsed, like genuinely just collapsed. Turned out, when they looked at his scans, all they saw was like this blockage of like tar and syrup. And they said to his girlfriend, what's happened? Like, does he smoke? Like, we can't even work out what this is. Turns out it's all vape juice. So I was like, do you know what? We can't keep going on like this. I need to sort it out. But I'm struggling. So where I'm at now is, right? I haven't had my... Yeah, Molly's laughing because literally, guys, I got to the podcast. We podded 2 days ago. I was sitting here. I swear to God, I looked over and I saw an old banana ice that I'd left here from before Christmas. That's how nitty I am. And I went, is that banana ice? My eyes, I was like this. And I went, oh my God. And obviously, if vapors know, you know, that's been left to marinate for at least 2 months. So I knew I could get at least two tokes out of it. So I went and I did. And I was like, oh, the feeling, it is crack. So where I'm at now is I haven't had my own vape for a good 2 weeks. But my mates who still vape are getting a little bit jarred at me because every now and again I just go, can I just have a little? But that's it. So I think that's a huge improvement from where I was, but we still haven't completely kicked the habit to the curb yet. I have heard though, my good friend Jess, she read a book which is like taking the nation by storm at the moment. I think it's called How to Quit Smoke, like literally.
Yes.
Yeah, How to Quit Smoking, right? Yeah. By Alan Carr. Mm-hmm. And apparently, as in the success rate is mad, apparently it's like a 90% success rate.
Crazy. It's crazy.
It's like a best-selling book. I am such a skeptic of things like this. I'm very anti it. I'm like, oh, like, am I going to listen to some middle-aged man tell me to not smoke? No, not really. But apparently it's mad. My mate was like a vapor, a true, true vapor. As in, if you ever saw her, there was a vape in her hand. She actually listened to the podcast version and she's not vaped since. And she said, Ash, I haven't even thought about it. Apparently it's mad. So yeah, if you're struggling, I'm going to start listening to it because... Yeah, as we said, banana ice gate the other day proved to me that I'm still not quite there. So I'm going to listen to it and then keep you guys updated because from what I heard, it's absolutely mad. Okay, that's Vapegate, over and out. Next question. Next question. See ya. Do you remember that? I'm so dead. I used to say that all the time. Okay, how's the love life, Ash? Next question. See ya. You know that meme from Hey Arthur where it's just like the fist and it's just like going like that? That's how I feel when people ask me. It's actually so jarring. I don't know if you guys feel this, if you're single girlies. Like, when you bump into someone that you haven't seen in ages, the first thing they want to know is, like, well, how's the love life? And I don't know what it is. That is the one area of my life that's consistently in tatters. It's so weird because every other area, like friends, career, you know, health, everything else is great. It's just love life is consistently either just like non-existent or actually down bad. So yeah, here's where I'm at. Oh my God, I'm going to talk about it now. Should we get into it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before you, I'll cut this bit, but Grace Beverly.
Yes.
The other day was like, if you're doing really well in your career and you're down bad in your love life, it's because you only have so much energy. So if you're putting your energy into your career,
I think this too.
Don't be hard on yourself.
Yes. Oh my God. Wait, why can't that make the edit?
I can make the edit.
Yeah, that needs to make the edit.
Okay.
Oh my God. That's nice words. And obviously from our girly Grace Bev.
We love Grace.
We love Grace. So I agree with that, actually. I think that if, particularly if you're a career girly, you have bigger ambitions, big aspirations, it's so, something's got to fucking give, man. Like, you can't expect me to be this high-flying achiever and also have the man of my dreams. There's not enough hours in the blood clot day. Who's got time? And also, to have a relationship that like that, you really need to nurture it. Do you know what I mean? Like, what? How many hours in the day does a girl have? So I'm going to talk about it because I've been reluctant this entire time to chat about where my love life has been at because it was a sticky one. It was a sticky one for a long time. Molly's creasing because she knows how sticky it's been. Oh, right. I'm actually going to sip my Malibu and then chat.
So funny because you told me the first time I met you the sticky situation and now we're at the end of it.
But bear in mind, how long ago was that?
Yeah, like four months ago.
So essentially, right, there's no... My mic. Is that right?
Yeah, perfect.
Gorgeous. Okay, so here's the tea. Essentially, I was seeing someone on and off for pretty much the whole year last year, which may come as a surprise to you because I feel like all I've done is talked about, like, thinking sweet ones are fit and this and the other, which, i.e. Philly, which probably isn't ideal, but I need to explain. I can explain. So basically, started seeing someone. It was always positioned as a casual thing, right? Which is actually quite different for me because I'm not normally a casual girly. I feel very content in myself to the point that I don't really have time. Unless you're the love of my life, I always had this view of, I don't have time. Like, I don't have time for casualness. That's boring, blah, blah, blah. My mind sort of changed at the beginning of last year just because I felt so in my career bag and really, really focused on that. I almost knew that I didn't really want to allocate that time to my love life. So I met someone who, we have great sex. I thought he was fantastic. I literally cannot say a bad word about the boy. Like, I really can't. So this is not even a shady thing. But he just, for me, it was always going to be casual. This is the issue with casualness, right? Someone is getting hurt. I don't care what anyone says. Someone would have it. Unless there are the very alien anomalies, that this isn't the case, and maybe you're both exactly on the same page and you're both getting exactly what you want out of it, fine. That does exist. I'm not saying it doesn't. But more time, somebody is down bad, right? And the other person's chilling. And in this scenario, he was down bad. And I think I'm so used to having guys that are honestly unsure about me. That's always, that's why my love life has been in the trenches for all of my 20s, genuinely. So I had this guy that was like, yeah, I love doing the casual thing. Like, that's fine. I was like, great. As I said, the sex was sexing. I was satisfied. As you know, the G-spot is like the Da Vinci Code for most men. He knew where that was. I didn't have to give him the coordinates. Everything, I was like, this is great. I think this is exactly what I need at this period of my life. Then as time went on, we'd go out together. I'm careful about what I say because I don't want to say too much that's going to make him feel shit if he ever listens to this. I'm low-key as op now, so I don't think he will ever listen to this. But basically, it just became really clear that there was a complete imbalance in our relationship. He wanted it to be more. I was trying to be as honest as I could be throughout as well. I was like, I still just don't feel that. I feel that something's missing and can't put my finger on what it is. But when you know, right? You do just know. And my mind kept changing, you know? He was such a positive person to be around and also just really unapologetically told me how much he liked me at all times. And because I've never had that, I've only ever had guys being like, oh yeah, like, I know we're meant to see each other tonight, but like, something's come up in it. Like, what about next week? And then I get a 3 a.m. text like, you up? And I'm just like, oh, obviously I'll go. But yeah, I'll go, but I'm not happy about it. Do you know what I mean? So this is where I found this specific relationship really, really hard to manage because he was so good to me and really, really was so interested. I was like, I'm not used to this. So I was like, maybe I should give this a go. So much of me was like, even though I don't feel 100% there, maybe I don't feel as into this as he does, I really want to give this a go because this is someone who is literally showing me how much they give a shit. And I don't know what that looks like. So I tried and I tried and I tried. And eventually it just wasn't it, guys. It wasn't it. And I think I was kidding myself into kind of just prolonging it and prolonging it. And the more you do that, the more he was really getting in his feelings because he's feeling unwanted because he wants something more. And honestly, if there's any takeaway I have from this situation, it's don't be in love with the idea of what somebody could be. You are wasting your blood clot time because they are not that yet. And maybe they'll never be that. Don't have this idea of somebody and then be like, oh, if he just did this, maybe if there was a bit more of this or this, he'd be it. But the fact is, you have what he is now, right? That's what you're working with. So that is the main thing that I've learned from that situation coming out of it. I think I tried so hard to be like, oh, but finally, this is a guy who's not taking me for each yet. I should make it work. No, let's raise the bar. And I think that was the issue. The bar has been in hell for a very long time. So if there's anything that I can say, he has raised the bar for sure. So now I'm no longer just like, oh, you know, if he actually texts me back and says he likes me, he's the love of my life. No, that's bare minimum. So the bar's just come up here, which is nice. So yeah, that is all I can say. If you're confused about a situation, if you feel like you've given it your all and it's still not quite it, it's not it, unfortunately. And that doesn't mean it can't be it. It could be, but it's not it right now. You all need to go away, have some experiences, come back. I also know mates that's happened to. So a really good mate of mine from home, she had a long-term boyfriend. They broke up. When I tell you, the breakup for her, I've never seen a friend down bad like this. She was inconsolable for a month. And I remember thinking, fuck, I actually don't know. I feel like I'm a ray of sunshine to most of my mates, right? And I was like, I actually don't even know if I can fix this. Like, no matter how many jokes I crack, no matter how much I take you out and give you the best time at the club, she was down, right? And she basically went away, had a real, like, just coming into her own moment. Both of them did. And they came back and actually got back together 6 months later. And now they are in the most fantastic relationship. So it's not unheard of for that to happen. So don't think that that's also just like it forever. So I just think, yeah, if any of you girlies are in a sticky, icky situation like I was, you need to call it quits, right? Nobody's got time. And you know what's rubbish about it? It's that for me, he was that. For me, he was a real, oh my God, okay, boys can be like this and they can be this attentive. And it was, you know, that classic, it's so cliche, but that if they wanted to, they would. Mm. Oh my God, nothing is truer. As in, I could have said to him in the middle of the night, I need you. And he'd be like, I'm on my way. Like, no questions asked. And I've never had that in anyone I'm seeing, really, to that extent. So it just showed me, okay, that is actually facts. If they wanted to, they really would. So I think it's just so nice that for me, and I should put, do you know what? I should probably tell him this because I actually haven't told him this. And obviously for him, what's so shit is for him, I am his op. And I get it. I am to him what so many guys have been to me, which is confused, on the fence, not fully there, not interested, which is so shit because for me, he's been integral to my raising the bar, but I obviously haven't been that for him, which is shit. So I actually, do you know what? This has made me think, I actually might send him a little message. We're not speaking at the moment, but I might actually send him a little message and just let him know that that's what he did for me. Yeah. So, I mean, tell me, I want you guys also, tell me about your love woes and troubles, as in, like, leave some comments because we can address them when we do just Antics with Ash solo, right? Okay. Yeah, let's talk about this. Letting people down. Do you know what? Genuinely, I think letting somebody down is far worse than somebody else ending it with you. Right? As in, it is so, so difficult. It is heart-wrenching. And I can't even explain to you, at least, right, when somebody takes you for a dickhead, you have this bit of anger, right? There's this bit of like, fuck you, I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to do a Britney. I'm going to shave all my hair and eat nothing but Haagen-Dazs for a week. But then I'm going to be the most lit bitch you've ever seen. Like, you really go through these motions, right? Letting somebody else down is nothing but bad vibes. It is nothing but bad vibes. You feel an immense amount of guilt. You're hurting somebody else from the process. Like, I can deal with myself being hurt. Fine, right? I literally will go and see my friends. I'll go out, I'll hit the club. I'll go through whatever existential crisis I need to go through. And then I'm coming out of it on top. That's fine. To know that you couldn't be what somebody wanted you to be, to let them down, to break someone else's heart is 10 times worse. And it's so hard to do. And I'm going to give my 2 pence here because in this situation, I did not do it well, I'll be honest. I am the epitome of avoid. Avoid all problems at any cost, blocker, blocker. So this is what I did, and let's learn from Ash's mistakes, okay? Because what I did was, so I went on a Caribbean cruise. End. The end. Nah, so what I did was, right, I went on a, no, this is actually facts. I went on a Caribbean cruise for New Year, right? It was New Year and my birthday. They're like a week apart. My birthday's the 5th of Jan. Horrible birthday date, by the way. I might try and change it. Anyway, so I went on this cruise. I had a mad time. My aim was to just let loose, have so much fun for the New Year, come back and feel like ready and raring to go. On this trip, I was, listen, it was a Virgin Voyages cruise, okay?
Shout out Virgin.
Yeah, in it. Shout out Virgin, get me a collab. So I was literally on my little balcony and I was just looking at nothing but sea, right? This was on the 1st of Jan. My tequila was running through my veins from the night before. I think we'd barely slept. And I was just thinking about how I want the year to be moving forward. And I thought, I have to put this boy out of his misery. Like, I can't continue to be in this relationship that it's just not serving either of us. I am stopping him from meeting his person because he's hooked up. He's literally just wanting this to be something. And I'm so obviously never going to get there, or at least not now. So I was like, this is serving nobody. Like, nobody's winning in this except from us having bomb sex, but whatever, okay? That's what Love Honey's for. So I remember thinking, right, I need to cut this off. Now, I avoid confrontation at all costs. I'm not a confrontational girly. I'm just not. I can't. So I said, bear in mind, we've tried to cut it off a lot of times by this point, and we've always ended up circling back to each other. We'll be on a night out. Someone will be drunk. Someone will be like, well, I could come yours. And I'm like, well, is water wet? Come on through. Right. So I said, how do I avoid us just constantly repeating this pattern? So clever Ash went, I just ain't going to speak to him ever again. Which, by the way, I'm so not proud of. That is the most hellish way to deal with anything. Like, I just ghosted. Because in my head, I thought, when I get back from holiday was like a grace period. When I get back from holiday, he is going to say, oh my God, you're back. Like, when can I come over? When can I see you? Because that's how we worked. Like, it was immediate. If I went away, I would see him, obviously, when I got back. And I remember just thinking, am I going to have the willpower? It's January. January blues. It's grey. It's cold. He's going to come and say, do you want me to rock your world tonight? I'm going to say yes, right? Because I have no willpower. So I said the best thing to do is air it. I'm just going to pretend this doesn't exist. And then hopefully enough time passes and he's going to be mad at me. And then by that point, it will be easy to cut it off. That is what happened. But that's, yeah, a very, very bad way of going about the situation. He ended up sending me a big message, really upset, and rightly so. I've been a bitch, right? He was basically just like, what is going on? Like, are we just never going to speak again? And I felt really bad. And this all just only happened last week, by the way. I had a big old cry in my bedroom and I just said, oh, I'm actually... And I was like, why have I done it like this? And we ended up having a big conversation on the phone. I said exactly how I was feeling and we ended it fine. And I was like, I could have done this on the Blood Clark cruise. Why did I put someone through absolute hell for weeks ghosting them to have come to the same conclusion? So essentially, communicate. Just grow a pair of bollocks and communicate. I was just a scaredy cat, honestly. And that's why I didn't. I could have called him weeks before I actually did. But here we are. We're learning from our mistakes. We're growing. It's 2024. It's the new year. So that is what I'm going to say to you. That is my wisdom for today. If you're trying to end it, communicate. Let someone down in a way that lets them know, okay, I've given them exactly how I feel. I've told them everything. There's no unanswered questions. There's no, fuck, what if I did this? What if I did that? All it does is hurt the person further. You know, it's like, it does. So just say it, be as honest as you can be. Obviously, you know, if you're like, I don't want to date this man because of his receding hairline, don't kick the man while he's down. Don't, you know, just say you're not for me. Whatever it isn't gelling, but I wish you all the best. Fine. Yeah. but communicate. That's my two pence. So that's our little relationship segment, done and dusted. We ain't talking about that again. I did go on a date though.
You didn't tell me this.
I didn't. I went on a date. It was good. I went on a date. I feel, do you know what? I'm not putting pressure on it. I'm not going to put pressure on it. But let me tell you, he was a sweet thing. So that's that. We had a really nice time. We went for really nice food. And now I feel back in the saddle. And with my bar here and not here, which is very exciting. So basically, I love that we've actually spoken about this at the beginning of the year, because now every solo pod, we could have a little back and forth and I can give you updates.
Single diaries.
Single diaries. And I can give you updates as it goes. Being single is fun, man. It's really fun. And you learn so much about yourself being single, honestly. I actually think that's the key to life. I say this to a lot of people and they're always like, what do you think is integral to growth? And I always say being single for at least a chunk of your life and your 20s, because fuck me, you learn so much about yourself. So yeah, oh, I'll keep you updated on how the sweet thing's going. Okay, next question. What's your wildest story from being a professional dancer in a club? Oh, there's so many. So for those of you that are new here, I used to shake my batty for a living, right? I loved it. It was such a fun time in my life. I don't regret it for the world. I used to dance at like Mayfair clubs. I used to do events and then or performances at venues and things like that, right? So I worked at, if you know any of these, I used to work at The Box, which is obviously my version of Temple. I love The Box with all my heart. It's essentially the most chaotic club you've ever been to. It's just so much fun. It's so inclusive. The whole like ethos of The Box is kind of just anything goes. And that goes to the people that go there as well, you know, like sexuality, race, whatever. It's just whatever you identify as, you pull up to The Box and everyone is just so welcoming of it. And that's why I love it there. Like the sickest drag queens, performances. It's a show venue, right? Some left shit goes down in that club, let me tell you. In fact, I'll tell you about, oh my God, this is mad. I'll tell you about my first night working there. I didn't know what The Box was about. Okay, this is actually mad, Molly, you're gonna die. So basically, I had a very good friend of mine, a dancer, was like, Ash, can you cover me tonight at a club called The Box? I went, yeah, of course. Like, I could do with the money, blah, blah, blah. I didn't have any work that day. I said, what is it? She went, just go. You'll get it once you're there. She was like, I've asked you because I know that you're the type of personality that will just like ease right into all the chaos. I'm thinking, where the fuck is she sending me? But I thought, let's do it. I thought the way that she was saying it, she went, take some lingerie and just turn up. I thought, my girl's sending me to a whorehouse, but that's okay. Let's go and just see what's happening. I get there, right? There was, at this time, The Box is different now, but at this time, there was an area of the club at the top. So that's the main club. And then there was this, like, kind of sexy room below that had a DJ in, had, like, a few very small tables, but I'm talking it's small, cosy thing, right? And it had a four-post bed in it, okay? I've got there. I'm thinking, right, like... What's this? Is it a sleepover? What's happening? I don't get it. Why is there a four-post bed in the middle of this little dingy dark tavern? Turns out, right, this is like the kind of fun room. You only really know about it if you know about it. A lot of people will just spend their entire night in the top bit of the club and not know that the bottom bit exists. So I'm downstairs. I get there for this shift. I don't know what's happening. This, what only can be described as an Adonis of a man, comes in front of me. When I tell you, it was like he was carved out of marble. You know, like those marble carvings with like massive cocks and like eight packs. Him. That was him. Right? So he comes in. I'm like this. And I went, oh, you're right. Like, am I working with you tonight? He went, yeah. So me and you are working together. Essentially, our role down here is to like dance, have fun with people and just get them feeling frisky and fun. Literally. I went, that's very broad. Like, that's a very broad, isn't it? Like, what a broad, yeah, what a brief. Basically, have fun, have a little boogie, get people feeling frisky. I said, I do that every day. So I said, this is brilliant. What a job. So I said, okay, great. So I thought, let me just watch how this boy's moving to understand what to do, right? God, I kid you not, this girl comes in. She's so gorgeous. I'm talking a 20 out of 10, this girl, right? She comes in. Oh, my God. She hikes her dress up. She lays on the bed. She gets licked out. I swear. She gets licked out in the corner. Like, not many people are here at this point. No, nobody's really knowing that this is going on. I am looking at all of this, jaw to the floor. My jaw's on the floor. She gets licked out. She gets up. She hikes her dress down. They were in like a little corner, so people couldn't really see them. I could see them. She hikes her dress down. She picks up her fucking cocktail and goes, woo, and walks off. I went, wait a minute. I went to him, babe, is that normal? What just happened? Because I've just witnessed a crime. I can't believe that's just happened. He went, do you know what? She's like, we really get on well. We do that sometimes. We do that sometimes. I went, oh my God, this place is where I want to be during my 20s. And then I spent another 4 years there. So it makes sense. So that just gives, bear in mind, that's one of the most left stories I have. So it's not every day, you know, get somebody hikes their dress up and gets licked out. But that was just an indication of how crazy it can get there, right? So let me tell you about this one night. I was shattered this one week. I remember this so poignantly. I remember being like, I've got nothing in me on this shift but a two-step and a light one at that, you know, just like no energy two-step like this, right? And the club shuts at 4. So it gets to 3. No, half 3, I'd say, the music starts to wind down a bit. You know, like the end of club tunes come on and you kind of, you know, they'll give you a bit of like Mariah Carey, We Belong Together, and you're like, oh, it's home time. It's home time. And it gets to 3, the club is jumping and thumping, as in it's break off your back, like pull up to me bumper, all of those like real yardy tunes. I was thinking, what's going on here tonight? It's 3 and it feels like we're only just getting started. What's going on? The security comes up to me and goes, Ash, we're keeping the club open later. I'll explain all, but basically Rihanna's there. I went, sorry, sir, Rihanna's just there. He went, yeah, Rihanna's there. I was like, right. He went, you need to go over and dance with Rihanna, like just like dance in her vicinity. We want her to make sure she's having a good time. I thought, no pressure. The pressure is getting worse. You've just told me at the end of my shift to go over to Rihanna and dance for her. I thought, I am in the metaverse at this point, right? I thought, okay, I've got to show out now. Like, I need to pull it out the bag. I've walked over. Rihanna is there. 3-piece suit. Oh, she's just sick. She's just so cool, is it? Like, everything about her is so sick. She, 3-piece suit, hat. She's smoking a joint. Nobody's told her to not smoke a joint because it's literally Rihanna. So everyone was like, yes, smoke a joint. See if I care. She's there blazing it up in the club. I'm going over. Not my mic. Right. We're back. Right, she's blazing it up in the club. I go over, I'm like giving it some. Boom, 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 ratata. All of a sudden, you're gonna die. Pour It Up comes on, as in her song. Pour it up, watch it all fall out. I'm now dancing to Rihanna's song. To Rihanna. Fuck. blood fire. I said, what? I said, what is going on? She's like looking over, doing eyes like, I'm thinking, I can't. Do you know what? I could pass away tomorrow and everything would be blessed because I have this story to tell. And yeah, so that was my craziest, I would say, story from the box, bar the lick it out one. Oh, you take your pick. They're both actually equally as chaotic as each other. They're what?
I'm going to make them both.
Oh, Lord knows. So yeah, they're my stories. Do you know what? This makes me realise I've really lived a life. I really have. Okay. Next question. Lol, are you into girls? I get asked this all the time. So I had this conversation with Georgia Wood, actually. She came on. Right. Am I into girls? Here's my straight ruler. Mine's like this. See what I'm saying? So basically, sometimes, some of the time, I do, yeah. I just think everyone's a little bit.
It's a spectrum, no?
It's a spectrum. And I also think, how boring. Like, I don't think I could ever fully say that I was fully straight. I've only ever dated guys, and I would say for the most part, I am interested in guys. But Lord knows, I've had some nights in the box when I've been getting it down with girlies. So, yeah, for those of you that want to know or that want to hit my DMs, that's where we're at. You could make it a that, for all we know. So, yeah. Yeah, and do you know what? It was funny because I never used to talk about sexuality. I always just used to be like, oh, I'm straight. I only date guys, so I guess I'm straight. And then I used to, especially through nightlife, I think, where so many people that work in that nightlife scene, in that creative scene, are just so fluid, that I was like, oh, I remember coming home once and being like, I saw a girl tonight that I fancied so much. And I couldn't work out if I just thought, you know, like girls appreciate girls. You know how like the bathroom of a club is just girls absolutely rimming each other. Oh my God, you look so, babe, I love your hair. I've known you for all of 30 seconds. And somehow I know your life story and I've told you that your hair looks the best I've ever seen it. I don't know you, right? So I was like, is this just kind of me having girls' bathroom thoughts? Or do I actually think she's fit? And then I came away and I realized, no, I actually think she's fit. And then I made a little vow to myself to explore that if I feel that I want to. So yeah, I've explored it a bit. I haven't fully done a ting. I've done like bits, but not a ting. But I would. So yeah. That's where I'm at. That is where I'm at. Sexuality is such a funny thing to talk about, isn't it? Because I feel like people, I mean, I especially surround myself with so many just like fluid, everyone's into everything. Honestly, my mates could be into whatever, God knows what. So it's just such a funny thing, but I really would just encourage yourself to just be fluid and honest with yourself. If you feel like, ooh, I've had a bit of a tickle for something, do I want to explore that? Explore it. There's no time like the present. Explore it. We've got no time to waste, guys. You have one life. Imagine sitting there on your little rocking chair when you're 80 something and you're like, I actually think I want to lips a girl. It's too late. It's too late. Your wrinkles are deep set and nobody cares anymore. So do it now while you have the curiosity. That's all I will say. There's one which is, did you know about Danny and 10?
Ooh.
Did you know about Danny and 10? No, right? No. I did, as in, guys, when I tell you, in the house, people perpetuated the narrative when we came out of the house. The audience did. For us that were in the house, I did not see that. Genuinely, that has come so out of left field for me and for all of us in there. I kid you not. Maybe in Danny and 10's mind, it hasn't. I don't know. I mean, 10, as we all know, is like the peggest thing to have ever walked the earth. So I'm sure no man looks at 10 and thinks, nah. Do you know what I mean? But I was shocked. I actually messaged her at first, because Ten's a joker, right? She likes to fuck about. And I thought, are these two just playing a big old prank on everyone, including us on the show? And I kept seeing these pictures of them hanging out, this, that, and the other. And I thought, wait, is this true? Is this actually happening? And I messaged Ten and I said, bro, is this actually a thing? And she went, yeah, I know, right? And I was like, no, like, I actually did not see this coming at all, but I can't tell you how here I am for this. I've been saying to Ten, drop the wrappers and get yourself a nice gamer boy. And that's what she's done. And it makes so much sense. So yeah, I did not know. I was shocked, but I'm so glad they're a ting. Honestly, may their love blossom. Let me just tell you one thing. I think you lot are actually doing Danny Aaron's a disservice at this point. The fact that everybody can't believe that it's real because Ten is such a good-looking girl. What are you saying about my man Danny Aaron? That boy is charming. He is. And you won't get it until you hang out with him. But he is. And also, he's a successful bad B. As in, the boy retired his parents. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this. He retired his parents at 22. Yeah, as in he's a big fat ting. He is successful. He's a really hard worker and he's charming. So you lot need to put some respect on Danny Harris's name, because the fact that you all just can't believe it's true because Ten is that peng, I get it, but he is a ting in his own right. So yeah, it's real. Ten said it to me directly. It's real. And I said when, and she said they went out after the reunion. Because at the reunion, I didn't see it either. That's why I thought it was hocus pocus. I was like, nah, you lot are taking the piss out of me. This isn't true. But they went out after the reunion, apparently. So also for the naysayers saying that Ten stole him from his ex-bird, that's also not true. That's also cap. So yeah, that's my take on it. I love it. I'm so gassed for them both. I can't wait to see them together. It's going to be really weird to see them like that together, being all canoodling and shit. I'm going to be like, yeah, exciting. Guys, that is it for the solo ep. Thank you for joining me. I honestly, these are quickly becoming my favorite style of eps to do. I love just talking shit with you. It is the best. Also, you're gonna die. We are nearly at 25k subscribers. Are you mad? Are you mad? So, without further ado, like, comment, subscribe. I beg, if you're watching, if you like what you see, if you like what you hear, leave me 5 stars. Love me, lips me, tell your nan, tell your granddad, tell your Doberman about this show. I don't care, just spread the word. And I love you. Thank you all so much for joining. Mwah!